Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, what's on the agenda for today's episode?
We have an inspiring story about three local men from Carlisle, affectionately known as Monkey, Dee and Bowie, who embarked on an incredible journey on Honda 50 Cubs to raise money for local charities.
I see, this sounds like a fascinating challenge. Let's hear more about it, Emma.
So back in September 2021, these three lifelong motorcycle enthusiasts set out on a journey of over 4,000 miles, starting and finishing in their hometown of Carlisle. Their mission was to ride the extreme coastline of the UK on these retro bikes, which have a maximum speed limit of 38 miles per hour.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, 4,000 miles on 50cc bikes sounds like a huge challenge.
It definitely is. And they did this to raise money for causes and charities close to their hearts. Let's break it down, shall we?
Right, let's go.
The first charity, Blood Bikers Cumbria, transports essential blood and medical supplies out of hours for the NHS in North Cumbria.
That's Dee's charity, right?
Exactly, Dee is a blood biker and the treasurer of the charity.
And the second charity, the Cumberland Infirmary in Carlisle, was chosen by Monkey.
Yes, Monkey was hospitalised with COVID-19 inches January 2021 and was saved by the incredible staff at the Cumberland Infirmary.
That's quite a personal connection, and the third charity is Lymphoma Action.
Yes, chosen in support of a close associate of Monkey and Bowie's, Jake Johnston, aged 25, who has been battling with a form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
That's a crucial cause, and the fourth charity is Jigsaw Cumbria's Children's Hospice.
Absolutely. This hospice provides essential care and support for terminally ill children and young people in the area.
So with those four charities in mind, the men set out on their journey. How did it go?
The first leg of the journey, which started back in 2021, took them from Carlisle to Holy Island, Scotland, covering an astounding 1434 miles.
Wow, that's a significant distance. What about the second leg?
The second leg started at Holy Island and ended in Exeter, covering 1195 miles and pushing them well over the halfway mark of their target.
And the final leg was completed in August 2023, right?
Yes, the final leg started in Exeter, took them to Land's End, and then back up the western coastline of England and Wales to the Linton Home Inn in Carlisle via the Isle of Man.
I see, and at the Linton Home Inn, they were greeted by a welcome party and celebrated their accomplishment.
Yes, and they were joined by Matt Derbyshire, technical sales engineer at Ceratizit UK, for this final leg of the challenge.
Ceratizit has been providing tooling support and technical expertise to complete engineering services for many years, right?
Exactly, and in that time, they've built a strong relationship with the North Cumbrian Company.
And how did Ceratizit support the men's challenge?
Well, Matt Derbyshire, the technical sales engineer for the area, visits the company regularly and provides tooling and technical advice. Having heard about the challenge, Ceratizit were keen to show their support of the fantastic causes the men were riding for.
So in addition to Matt volunteering to join the men for the final leg of their journey, Ceratizit made donations towards the fundraising target and spread the word about what the men were doing.
That's right. And thanks to their determination and to hundreds of generous donations, three old men and 50 cubs has so far raised over £11,200 and are still receiving donations on their GoFundMe page.
That's an incredible amount for such a challenging journey. I can't imagine doing something like that on 50cc bikes.
It's truly inspiring. Their dedication to these important causes is admirable.
And if our listeners would like to donate to Three Old Men and 50 Cubs, they can follow the link below.
Yes, and we'll make sure to include the link in the show notes.
Thanks for sharing this amazing story, Emma.
It's been a pleasure, and that's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll bring you more updates from the Northwest aerospace industry.
Until then, this is Emma and Daniel signing off.